You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear your weird addictions. Your strange.
Harmless.
Well, sure.
Or just strange.
Well, I mean, straight, but like, yes, harmless would be better. We don't want to hear, oh my God, only the best heroin will do. Like, right. It's got to be the strange little things. Like, I don't know, does TX Afrin thing count?
I don't think he's addicted to
it.
I also think that could be harmful.
Yeah, it is definitely if you go off package, which you do.
Okay, well, I read and I interpret liberally what the directions say to
okay.
do. That's what I prefer to say it.
Okay. I have a harmless addiction to pens.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Y'all get the benefit of it every yeah. year when we do Children's Hospital. I have to buy new pens for everybody, but I can't write with fine tip pens. Like I have, it's very specific roller gels.
What kind of pen do you like?
This is like a Sharpie. Like with a Sharpie
with a clicker?
Gel.
You always like the clicker or the cap?
Oh, this is a good pen.
That's a good pen.
Yeah.
He's getting sucked in.
It's all right. It's got to be medium or thick ink, like a fine pen. I think I have a heavy hand, so I just rip holes in paper.
Pen is pretty fine.
Yeah.
Pretty fine.
No, this is an S gel. This is a 0.7. So fine is like a 0.5, I think.
Okay.
Ooh. Smaller. Even, I didn't know that was a thing.
The thickness of the thing?
Yeah.
Let's be
mechanical
honest.
Mechanical pencils, 0.5, well, always.
You have the same addiction, but to felt tip pens.
Yeah, and I don't have to ever buy them because you always bring them for me. Because
do you have one on you right now?
Mm-hmm. Always.
In his
pocket.
At all times.
I don't
at
ever times, have a pen on me.
Yeah, I find that very strange.
Here, try this on for size, Erica.
Oh, she caught it.
Okay.
Ew, yucky. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, felt tip pens are weird.
I don't like the way that I don't like the way that rolls across the paper.
Someone bring me
my apron. I don't know why. I just threw that left-handed. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. All right, so mine's not that strange. Who else has one?
I'm addicted to containers and then containers for my containers. I am one of those people where in my house there's cabinets of just
containers.
But I'm going to try to use them for organization, which is why I get the containers to separate the containers.
What are
is this
you
an ad for
about?
The container store?
No, but I've never been because I know.
Don't go there.
It's going to ruin me.
It will ruin you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I shouldn't say this, but you should also just go to Walmart. I go to the container store and I spent like $500.
Yeah.
And then I'm like walking down Walmart and it's like, wait, that's the same thing for like $2. Like,
I truly can't understand this.
Really? Like both kitchen. I have a vanity,
sure.
And so I have in the drawers separating things.
But then you want containers in your containers?
Yeah, to separate the small hair ties from the big hair ties.
Oh my God.
I don't hate what she's saying.
I know, but I don't live like
the bobby
this.
Pins are in a separate one.
I don't live
I have a harmless addiction to being a disaster.
Yeah, which is so weird because you present, we've said this on the air a billion times,
yeah.
But you present like you've got your poop in a group, but I feel like your house looks like
right
just
now
an explosion.
It is literally an explosion right now.
Yeah.
I think I have an addiction to my dog though. Would you call that harmless?
It's harmless and strange. You are so obsessed with your dog that like therapists have called us on the side and went, maybe you should check into like what's going on there.
We spent the entire morning today cuddling.
Okay.
That's cute. That's okay.
I know, he just wanted to sleep.
No, but you just okay.
With me.
All right, so we'll keep going with our personal, strange, harmless addictions, but we want to hear yours as well. 303-222-5423. You may text, you may call.
For me, obviously it's shoes, but also that goes with the shoes, socks. I'm very, I'm into finding the thickest sock, not only the thickness, but also the way it like slouches, you know, it's got to like slouch right on my calf.
Like, because they're higher socks and you don't want them too tight.
Yeah, they can't be too tight, but they can't be too loose. They kind of have a little bit of that thickness where it looks a little 80s, but not like you're trying to be. It's like, I'm very, very into it. And the different colors, cream versus vanilla versus milk. I have a couple that are milk.
My buddy.
Those are good.
What?
Yeah. This is my, I know people who love the environment, as we all should, will hate what I'm going to say, but you know that my goal for you is to someday make enough money to throw a pair of socks away every day. Like to just
that's so, what if we say donate?
nobody wants your old socks. Even if they were only worn once. I don't
worn
know.
Worn once? That's yeah. a brand new sock. You're right. Wear it without even right. him washing
but
it.
But there's something about you. Did you pull that little pin off?
I know.
You're like, ugh, the way it slips over your...
Yes. Yes, that's mine.
Okay.
There was somebody on Reddit who eats toothpaste, I think.
Oh.
Like, I get it. I've done it. Like if you're at a girl's house, like if you find yourself at a girl's house and you don't have a toothbrush, you like do the finger and you're, like, yeah. Yeah. and you're like, what do I do with the seven amount? And you swallow it. You're like, that wasn't terrible. And then I just like put a little bit more in my mouth so I have fresh, fresh breath.
Ew.
And I swallow it.
It's a good move.
It's a great move. Yeah. Or you could use their toothbrush if you really think they're like ready Ooh. For that.
No.
I don't
never.
Know.
No.
Oh my God. We smash and then I know. Then like don't put your toothbrush in your like what? It's like
don't not if you're kind of a random smash.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. I haven't smashed in forever, so
right.
I'm using my own toothbrush all the time.
Yeah.
But just occasionally I'll just eat some toothpaste till I go, remember what it was like?
I think I'm also like harmlessly addicted to sleep.
Yeah.
No,
that's or actually just being in bed. I spend a lot of hours in bed.
Okay. Why? Get up. Live life.
So cozy. Yeah.
I think her dog's in there.
That's exactly what it is. All right. If you've got a weird addiction, harmless, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your strange yet harmless addictions. As we often do before we get to the phones, Erica will read off the texts.
I cannot read
yes,
all of
you
them.
Yes, you can. You can read it. Come on.
You actually want me to read it? No, I'm going to read the other one. Someone texted in, women who look like Jack Black. And I don't even know what that means.
But that's their strange addiction.
But if that's your strange addiction, who am I to judge?
What was the other one?
I'm not going to say. I'm good. Thank you. I like to keep my job. Someone did just text in, my harmless addiction is using a heating pad in bed.
Ooh.
I put it between my thighs and will fall asleep that way because I can just never get warm enough. See a doctor.
Yeah, your circulation is bad.
Yeah, something
There's
right.
Something wrong with you. Jamie?
Yes.
What's your strange yet harmless addiction?
Buying coffee mugs.
Every new coffee mug
that comes out, I feel like I have to have it. If it says best mom, I have one that says, you know, forget Valentine's Day, love you every day.
I could not be less like you.
You don't have like any novelty mugs?
I want them to match. I want like coffee because I want people at my house when I'm making you a caramel macchiato. It's like, oh, I want one too. Your glass is going to look the same. You're going to have the Why? Same white porcelain perfect.
Because- oh no, I have mugs that say, may you have the confidence of a mediocre white man. Ones that like yes. from friends. Well, yeah.
I have a coffee mug. But they don't fit under my thing anyway.
Oh, okay. You have a little like a hook?
No. Under your machine.
My machine. Yeah. It's got to be a shorter cup.
Oh.
Yeah. That is a weird addiction though.
Yeah, harmless though.
Yeah, I have probably over 50 mugs in my cabinet that I'm looking at right now, from Bluey to Christmas to like, you know, the best mom, best dad, you name it, we got
it. I love it.
Okay.
Well, the mom.
Yeah, I have that best dad mug.
Hold on.
No.
I do have the, now that she mentions it, when it comes to shopping, like I've talked about it before, I have a problem at Costco. If they put new blankets out,
yeah.
Oh. I have so many blankets. If you come to my house and you want a blanket, you could have four. Everyone here could have four. And
get to judge her mugs.
Yeah, but blankets are not like you fold them and they're all exactly the same size, so you can put them away.
That's not true.
You can fold them to this. Amber.
Hi. Yeah.
What's your strange but harmless addiction?
Okay. This usually grosses people out, so I'm going to lead with that. It's not like too gross. I don't think it's gross. Anyways, it's like Ruffles potato chips with ketchup.
Girl, yeah. I'm in.
No way.
Somebody told me to try it. If anything you would put on a French fry, you should put on a potato chip because it's good.
Yeah, and I'd go as far as to say a burger with ketchup on it. Stick some Ruffles on that.
I agree.
Full scent.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to try that one. Yay, I'm so glad if it's you guys aren't grossed out by it.
Yeah, just that extra little bit of salt and crunch.
I'm gonna need to,
I am hungry right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to get some Ruffles on my way home.
Okay. Yeah, you should try ketchup and mustard too. If you would dip a fry in it.
Oh, like, I hate mustard.
Oh, never mind.
Ketchup and mayo. Ketchup and mayo.
Sorry, or pickle. Because those one, like Costco for a while there had those hamburger chips and they were so good.
Oh, but they just tasted like dill pickles.
It did have a little bit of pickle on it too. But like, oh, sorry. You're making us all hungry. Thank you, Amber. Deb.
Yay.
What's your strange yet harmless addiction?
I got addicted to Chinese and Korean dramas during COVID.
Mm. Where are you getting them?
TV shows?
Oh, yeah, on Netflix and other places. Yep.
Okay. Do you speak those languages?
Nope. I use closed caption. And, yeah.
So you just,
they're great.
If you've ever, like, when we've spent a couple weeks in Brazil with my ex-wife's family or whatever, they're novellas.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Novellas are, they're so cheesy, but you just get hooked.
No, these are, a lot of them can be, but the really good ones are beautifully done. The people are, the actors are incredibly gorgeous. And there's not a red-blooded woman out there who would not get into them. They're really good.
Okay. I love it.
Give me a bag of chips and ketchup and a Korean drama.
Maybe a blanket.
Leanna.
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 Yay.
There you are. What is the weird thing you're addicted to, but harmless?
So for me, it's going to Celestial Seasonings in Boulder and stocking up on tea, all the different teas, because they have a lot of variety.
I have someone you could meet who could share some mugs with you.
Oh my God, we do have a mug person. Do you love? Really?
Do you drink the tea?
I love to drink the tea. It's like my every night, my decompress. Like, there's a couple flavors that are popular from different countries. I've done the tour there. Like, yes. So,
you ever try dipping a potato chip in the tea?
Oh my gosh!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.